Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, each season brings a different set of guidelines for keeping your feet happy and healthy. And we're moving into summer now, so our foot health needs to change. Our activities also change because we're getting out and about, hopefully, a little bit more. And for more on this now, I'm joined by Mary Moore, member of the Society of Chiropodists and Podiatrists of Ireland. And Mary is going to take your questions this morning. Our text number is 51551, although there are lots and lots of questions in already, Mary. The first thing I want to talk to you about, though, is related to getting out and about, because we're coming into the June bank holiday weekend and lots of people will be doing the mini marathon.
Yeah.
And that puts its own stress and strain on the feet, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's such a wonderful event. It's great that it's back kind of live for everyone to do together. But I think for people to kind of get the basics right, because in my own clinic, I have people coming in preparing for it. The basics would be just make your nails really short, keep them short and tidy, because you don't want to get blisters around the nails, hematomas, which are a blood-filled blister underneath the nail that can be very, very painful. The last thing after you prepared for the mini marathon or any kind of 10K run or 5K run is, or even a walk, you don't want to not be able to complete it.
And a blister you mentioned there is just the worst thing, because if you get a blister on the ankle, back of the foot, you can't.
Yeah. So there's blisters are probably the most common sports injury. Marin Cilic, the kind of famous tennis player, he blamed his blisters for not winning the final of Wimbledon. Now, there might have been Federer involved in that as well. That has something to do with it. But blisters, it's really important that you kind of understand what stage your blister is at. So sometimes when you have a blister, it's to know, you know, do you keep what to do with it? So if there is the skin is intact in it, then you're best to put a little island dressing around it. If the blister is completely, the roof of the blister is off, then it's best to put a kind of a plaster like Compede. In my own practice and experience, I find sometimes people put the plaster on at the wrong time, and they will put a Compede plaster on when the skin is intact, and then actually they take the Compede off and they take the whole skin off.
Ouch.
So, and then clearly understanding why the blister is there. So looking at the foot biomechanics, what the foot posture is. Mm-hmm. Blisters form when people get fatigued as well, or if they're very hot, you know, on a race day. So it's understanding, you know, to do stretches for your calves, for your ankles, for your foot muscles.
So it's not just down to the shoes then?
No.
Fitting shoes?
No, blisters are down to lots of different factors. Okay. It could be that it's the abrasion that you're going to get between your foot and the sock, and then the sock and your skin. So you have to look at the foot biomechanics, so how your posture is. You need to understand that you're, how you've been training, that absolutely a really well-fitting runner, obviously not to wear a new runner on a race day, or if you're doing the Camino, you know, which is
your shoes in, or you're asking.
Yeah, they should be comfortable straight away, and the fit should be really, really good.
Mary, I'm going to go to some questions because I just have so many of them here, and I'd like to get it to as many as we can. So my 12-year-old daughter, says this listener, is an Irish dancer. The nails on her second toe are continuously black.
Okay.
How can she prevent this damage, and is it long term?
So if the nails, if she has good circulation and there's no underlying medical reason, I'd be thinking that that's a hematoma. It's a bruising of the nail. So Irish dancers wear palms. Palms are very tight fitting. So generally because the nail is not vascular, but the nail bed is. So if the nail is black, it's more than likely that it's the nail bed that's black. So if the nail was loose, lots of salt and water would help. Clearly, if this is painful, she needs to see a podiatrist, her local podiatrist, and get their advice. Maybe changes in socks. There are little attachments, covers you can put over toes to dampen the pressure and the friction. So I would recommend that she, you know, contact her local podiatrist to get to take a look and see if she can help he or she can help further.
Mike in Galway, can you ask the podiatrist what can be done for feet with arthritis? My situation is getting worse and I'm wondering if it would be worth my while seeing one.
Yeah, 100%. I would agree this listener should contact probably our professional body, podiatryireland.ie. We can get a list of podiatrists in his local area. Podiatrists are very well placed to help people with foot arthritis. It's incredibly debilitating. You know, our feet are so important to get us out and about and active. And so if you have a rigid foot, and we have so many small joints in our feet, and you can get arthritis between every single bone, because, you know, each bone forms a joint. So, you know, if he's not able to walk comfortably, you know, that limits his activity, and then people put on weight and get pain at night time and don't want to be taking painkillers. So podiatrists are very well placed. Often we use foot orthotics, insoles. They're very good footwear now, not just orthopedic footwear, but really good runners at the moment that can kind of act the way orthopedic shoes used to. And, you know, people enjoy wearing them because they're not as, you know, they fit the whole foot, not just...
So someone like Mike doesn't need to suffer on with arthritis. There's help available.
There's definitely lots of help and lots of adjuncts. There's different types of therapies, you know, foot mobilization and different skills that podiatrists have, exercise therapy to strengthen the muscles around the arthritis. And what the podiatrist will do is, first of all, take a really detailed history and understand what type of arthritis Michael has. He may have rheumatoid arthritis or psoriatic arthritis, or it could be just, you know, general degenerative arthritis from maybe a bad ankle injury. So yes, the podiatrists are really well placed to help Michael.
Bunions.
Yeah, loads of them.
Is there any new bunion surgery? Do you have any general advice on bunions?
So my general advice would be, if the bunion isn't painful and if you can fit it well into your shoes and your activity is very good, you need to be careful about making a decision about going for surgery. Because you have to think about how the bunion is going to heal. You know, do you have good support at home to help you when you recover? But if it is painful and it is really debilitating your quality of life, for sure, you know, make an appointment through your podiatrist to see an orthopedic surgeon, or to get a referral from your GP to see an orthopedic surgeon. There are excellent foot and ankle surgeons.
And some people mightn't feel any pain, but they might be very uncomfortable.
The aesthetics of it.
Yeah, you can't wear a sandal, you know, in some cases, if you feel that people are going to be looking at your
bunion. You know, podiatrists are very well placed to understand the aesthetic needs around managing bunions. So there are very clever shoes and sandals now that kind of have discrete pockets around the kind of the bulging aspect of the bunion that can disguise it. Also, foot orthotics are excellent at relieving pain or associated. Often people who have bunions, their pain is not at the bunion site, as he correctly said, but they can get crossover toes, they can get pressure on the lesser metatarsals, those other bones adjacent. And that will increase or limit their activity because they're kind of, you know, overloading or offloading the pain of the bunion.
Overcompensating,
exactly.
This listener is Anne, and her mum is 87 and suffers from very hot feet in the summer. Any advice would be appreciated. I'm sure you see that a lot, do you, at this time of year?
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose, first of all, you know, wearing sandals in the summer will be a change from wearing a shoe. Clearly, an 87-year-old woman, I would be just inquiring, you know, what underlying medical history she has. Does she have diabetes? Does she have peripheral vascular disease? Because that can increase the temperature in your feet. And then making sure that she doesn't have any dermatitis or any other underlying medical condition.
So
that ruling things out, first of all, and then keeping the bed cool. Some people, often if they have varicose veins, that'll increase the blood flow at night time. It kind of stagnates around the feet, and that can influence heat. So
I just want to come to this one because it's a fascinating one, and a listener would like to know what you think of the foot socks that exfoliate your feet.
Okay.
You put them on for an hour and a few days later the dead skin peels off. Sounds a bit sore, to be honest.
Personal knowledge of those socks, and I would just be kind of exercising caution because I'd be worried about people who have diabetes or have any who maybe have renal failure or who are on kidney dialysis patients, that their healing, you know, could be compromised if this sock is very abrasive.
Yes.
So I'd say, go and attend your podiatrist. Maybe, you know, bring the socks with you and get it. You know, further advice, but I wouldn't recommend people to rush out and get them.
Okay, Mary, it's so good to have you in, and we got so many questions for you that we'd love to have you back. That's Mary Moore, podiatrist. We'll take a break.
Thank you.
Today with Claire Byrne. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.